Enzo's original workshop and office, founded here in 1929, is still standing, sheltered by this spectacular museum designed by architect Jan Kaplitsky. It's a perfect demonstration of how tradition meets modernity and technology in this region.
It's all white, it's like an art gallery, the cars are on plinths.
So beautiful, aren't they?
I think cars deserve to be looked at in terms of, you know...
Especially these kind of
sculptural form. Look,
even that beautiful shape and...
An airplane on.
It's funny, Mickey, we're looking at these cars as if they're sculptures, but they do actually look like sculpture of the 1940s. Think of Henry Moore, if you think of Arp.
Yes.
They've got a sort of biomorphic, that was in the air. Mm. So even the cars are like that.
Even if you're ugly, you look good on this one.
Ferrari seems to me to be the man who almost like literally gives Italy the engine to drive into the future.
Emilia Romagna has also given the world Ducati, Maserati, Lamborghini. What a roll call for one fairly small region.
This real modern aesthetic and this culture of design, why do you think it flourished in northern Italy?
I think it's the passion and the drive. You know, they wanted to show everybody that they could do something really great. They dream about being. That's what Enzo Ferrari used to say. I dream about being Ferrari. I dreamt to be Ferrari, and I become Ferrari, you know, I dreamt it. Just, you know, can you imagine how strong you must have been feeling to dream about it?
No more Medici, no more Medici,
no more Este, no more that. They took the mantle on, and they took it on through showing something that they could do. So they went forwards with that. It's so important.